Hey, host, welcome back to the Vacation Home Help Podcast, your go-to show for short-term rental growth, pricing strategy, and real-world advice that actually works. I'm your host, John Andrew, and today we're diving into a topic that everyone hates but needs to master: how to remove a negative review from a guest. You know that sinking feeling when you see a bad review pop up? It hits your ranking, your calendar, and your confidence. I'm going to break down exactly how to prevent them, handle them, and when needed, remove them, so let's get into it. The best way to fix a bad review is just to make sure it never happens, because bad reviews usually come from misaligned expectations or poor communication. So before checking, make sure your guests know exactly what to expect. Don't oversell your property, don't overpromise, because transparency wins every single time. Then, during the actual stay, communicate fast and be super proactive. If a guest messages about a problem, fix it right away, even if it's minor. Most guests who leave bad reviews don't do it because the issue was big. They do it because they felt ignored. You know, if you're married, you know how it feels when you ignore your spouse. They're going to come after you, right? It's not going to be pretty. So don't ignore your guest either. Finally, inspect every unit thoroughly between guests. Have your cleaners report anything broken or missing so it doesn't become tomorrow's three-star headache. Prevention is 90% of the game here. But this episode's not about prevention, it's about removing reviews. That's the sauce here. So let's get into that. Let's handle complaints privately. So when a guest does complain, handle it privately. Don't let things spill into public reviews. Use this line, it works wonders for me. Hey, Amy, I totally understand where you're coming from. I just want you to know Airbnb penalizes us heavily for anything below a 5-star rating. Even a 4-star hurts us. So before you leave for this review, can I make this right for you? That line humanizes you and gives them an outlet to vent instead of publicly, right? They'll vent directly instead of publicly. It's psychology. Most people don't want to hurt someone who's being kind and being accountable. You're reminding them there's a real person behind the listing and not just some evil corporate business, and it's appreciated. There's some hosts that don't like this line because they're saying, hey, you're basically asking them to give you a 5-star review and they're going to not do it. Well, that's not true. I've been using this for quite some time. And it's important for the guests to know how a 5-star review system works with Airbnb, because if they don't, they think a 4-star review is good. They don't know they're hurting you by leaving it. So it takes a little bit of coaching on our part. So coach your guest to get the result that you seek. Now, we've all had that guest, the Karen. No, I'm just kidding. Not the Karen, but when the money is the motive here. Sometimes a complaint has a hidden motive. They want money. And if that's the case, that's their angle from the start, and that's okay. It's just part of doing business. But think like a professional. Don't get emotional. Ask yourself what's cheaper. If I give them the small refund or a 1-star review that I can't afford that tanks my listing in the search for months. This is a cost of doing business. Every business does it, not just hospitality. But on the topic of hospitality, hotels do it, restaurants do it. It's just something businesses need to do. You need to negotiate to get what you want. You need to be a deal maker. So negotiate if it's needed. Give them something reasonable, but protect your listing. You can always rebuild your margins, but a reputation is hard to fix, and your reputation needs to be gold. Okay, reputation is everything in the short-term rental industry. You don't want to ruin it over some bickering with a guest or a little argument or you trying to be right and prove them wrong. It's not worth it, and it's bad business. Don't do it. Reputation management, that's everything, and it's best to play in their hand so that you can get what you want too. So there's different types of compensation a guest will ask for on the regular. They might ask for the cleaning feedback if it's a cleanliness complaint. They might ask for what can you do for me? Maybe they want a night off. Depends on the severity of the complaint, but do what's in your best judgment, but make sure that the guest at the end of your offer bites on the hook and is happy with your offer. And then ask them on the phone or by the platform about the review. Okay, if you're going to ask them directly not to leave a review or to leave a good one, that's best to be done on the telephone because it is against the rules, terms, and conditions of the platform. But people do it. You just don't want to do this on platform. Hopefully that solves the problem. And I mean, you greased a little palms and the review went away, right? Right? But hopefully that's all that it took. But if they already posted a bad review and it got to that point and you're trying to remove it, after all, that's what this is about, removing negative reviews. So the review's already up and it's bad. Here's how to approach removal strategically. First, check if it violates the Airbnb review policy. Things like personal information, discrimination, irrelevant content, extortion, coercion. If it does, you can get it removed. But here's a secret most hosts don't know. When you contact Airbnb support, they have the whole area for review removal. You need to use specific keywords. Airbnb's first line of defense isn't a human, it's machine learning, AI. Their artificial intelligence scans your message for certain words to determine if it should be escalated to a live case manager. So don't say this isn't fair. Instead, say words like, I was coerced. I am being extorted. This review violates Airbnb's content policy. The guests made threats or demanded compensation in exchange for not leaving a bad review. Those words, they trigger the algorithm. And get your case in front of a real person with support who can review and remove it. So be specific. Explain exactly what they violated. Quote the policy. Attach the screenshots, chat logs, or any evidence that supports your claim. Then follow up. Be polite, but persistent. It's often the second or third message that gets traction. Now, if Airbnb won't remove it, handle it yourself. All is not lost. You can still get that review removed. Being persistent truly does pay off. So let's talk real talk. If Airbnb doesn't remove it, here's your options. You can pay for removal even after they left a one-star review. Yes, call the guest directly. Reason with them. Be calm, respectful, and explain that review really affects your business, your small business owner, and then offer them some compensation to remove it. Maybe it's $100, maybe it's even $200, whatever feels right in this situation. Why does this work? Because the guest has nothing to lose and everything to gain. They already left a review. And if you're offering goodwill and money, they win too. So if they remove the review, you protect your reputation and everybody's happy. Is it ideal? No, you lose money. But in business, reputation management is really everything. If you're one of the 100 listings, you need to be in the top 1%. If you're one of 1,000 listings, you need to be the best listing in your comp set. Because those are the properties that charge the higher rates, attract better guests, and stay fully booked. You want to be in the top 1%. And the only way you're going to do that is if you handle reputation management better than your competition. That's how you're going to win the short-term rental game in the long term. So let's think of the professional mindset that this requires. Look, negative reviews do happen, even to the best hosts and operators, but professionals focus on process, not emotion. Prevent what you can, fix what you must, and always protect your reputation. That's how you build a sustainable business, one five-star review at a time. So if today's episode helped you, I have one small ask. Take 30 seconds right now and leave the show a five-star review. It helps more hosts find the podcast, and it means the world to me. That small action is a huge support, so thank you. And if you want to connect with me, check the show notes. My contact info and social links are there. Follow me on social where I share exclusive content for hosts who want to grow faster, earn more, and actually enjoy the process. Until next time, friends, I'm John Andrew reminding you, reputation is everything and excellence always pays off. So keep up the good fight and keep grinding.